Daily Light, April the 8th, morning. In every way you were enriched in him. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, with him, graciously give us all things? For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, who is the head of all rule and authority. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. But grace was given to each one of us, according to the measure of Christ's gift. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. In every way you are enriched in him. 1 Corinthians 1:5 and Romans 5:6, Romans 8:32, Colossians 2:9-10, John 15:4-5, Romans 7:18, Ephesians 4:7, John 15:7, and Colossians 3:16. Daily Light, April the 8th, evening. They will see his face. Please show me your glory. But he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. No one has ever seen God. The only God, who is at the Father's right hand, he has made him known. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes on earth will wail on account of him. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. We shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. They will see his face. Revelation 22:4 and Exodus 33:18-20, John 1:18, Revelation 1:7, Numbers 24:17, Job 19:25-26, Psalm 17:15, 1 John 3:2, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17.